USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tweets, his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is set for the 27th and 28th of February in Hanoi. He says, quote, I look forward to seeing Chairman Kim and advancing the cause of peace. There are calls for impeachment for Virginia's lieutenant governor.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the lieutenant governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Two women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. Meanwhile, Virginia's embattled governor, Ralph Northam, is refusing to step down and says he is done defending his past after a racist photo was found on his med school yearbook page. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump has gotten a clean bill of health in his annual physical. He underwent his second annual exam, and he spent more than 4 hours at Walter Reed Medical Center. When it was over, White House physician Sean Connolly said the president is in very good health. Specific details, such as the president's weight, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels, were not released. Last year, the president was advised to lose around 15 pounds. A winter storm is bringing more than a foot of snow to parts of Washington State and Oregon. Meteorologist Richard Vaughn at the Weather Prediction Center says the same storm will drop up to 5 feet of snow on the Sierra Nevadas.
The heaviest precipitation will be occurring northwest California coasts, southwest coastal Oregon, and California, Sierra Nevada by the time we get into late Saturday through the day Sunday.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump's daughter Ivanka says she has zero concern that any of her loved ones will be swept up in the Russia probe. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
In an interview with co-host Abby Huntsman of ABC's The View, Ivanka Trump also says she ignores most of the leaks coming out of the White House.
I, on a personal level, have been the subject of many leaks that I know not to be true. So I tend not to pay too much attention to leaks and anonymous sourcing.
Do you have any idea who the leakers?
Some of them, yeah.
Why are they still there?
Some of them are not here.
During the exclusive ABC interview, Ivanka Trump talked about the new Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative that she has been pushing, aimed at empowering women in the developing world. The $50 million fund will be distributed by USAID with the goal of empowering 50 million women in developing countries by 2025.
Lindsey Buckingham from the band Fleetwood Mac is now suing the band. He was kicked off of the band's new tour right before it started for undisclosed reasons. Fans are now surprised to learn that Buckingham has undergone open-heart surgery. His publicist says the 69-year-old singer-guitarist has damaged vocal cords following the surgery. His doctors say they are still waiting to find out if the damage in his vocal cords are permanent. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.